Wondering if you should stay in Illinois or move out of state? Get your copy of Scott Tucker's book, Escape Illinois, Should I Stay or Should I Go? Get your complimentary copy at retirementdakota.com.
Investment advisory services are made available through AE Wealth Management, LLC, a registered investment advisor.
Day player on 720 WGN. Time is now 3:09. Daylight saving time is now in effect, so please make sure you change your clocks. Very happy you could join us on this early Sunday morning, 312-981-7200. Bennett, Roger, good morning to both of you.
Good morning.
It's I feel like I'm cheating a little bit that it's 3:10 already, like I came in late. I almost did come in late, but...
And if you missed the first hour of the show, It was awesome.
That's great. That's great. What'd you guys do?
I felt natural. I did the thing that came first, and I just jumped in.
So which was?
Well, he had Paul McCartney live on
phone. You son of a gun, you. We've been trying to get him. Bennett,
oh, no.
You are amazing.
Seriously?
Yeah, you're amazing, Bennett. I can't believe you had Paul on. Boy, that'll be podcasted. I'm sure I can hear that a little while.
No, that's the one I'm keeping off the podcast just for the sake of it.
Okay.
Because I can.
Just to tick me off.
Yeah, podcast
exactly.
Rights. Yeah, you know, only paid great. For the live shot. That
yeah,
was
that's great. You know what? Nothing like going out and you know there's people and folks. If you're in your car and you had something to drink, no, there's nothing wrong with pulling over on the side of the road and parking the car somewhere safe and catching an Uber or a cab home, because I know that's happening out there. I could see it around downtown when I first got down here that there are still people. You think about it; they probably have been enjoying the libations since about 11 o'clock this morning.
Oh, probably before that.
You know, and now you got two parades. Tomorrow morning, you got the north side and the south side Irish parades happening. So it's a big celebration around town. Have you done anything to celebrate St. Patrick's Day yet? Have you had a shamrock shake, Roger? Anything?
Wow, I posted a picture from last year on my Facebook page. That's it.
I saw that.
Yeah.
I did see that.
And I tried to find it again in the bedroom, but I've got so much junk in there. I spent about 30 seconds to forget it. But no, I actually didn't. I celebrate St. Patrick's Day every day pretty much because my wife is Irish.
Oh, there you go.
So, you know, every day is just a parade.
Mine as well. Redheaded Irish Catholic girl.
There you go.
There you go. Well, right now, you know, increasing daylight in the evening is such a good thing because that is happening. As you mentioned, baseball is happening. But losing an hour's sleep, not so much. Now, sleep, important, good health, and here's what the experts recommend for sleep. Adults, 7 to 9 hours.
What?
Bennett, Roger, you getting 7 to 9 hours? Well, we're not doing it here.
In
I
one
can
day?
Tell you that.
In one day?
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
7 to 9 hours. What's the average you're sleeping at?
I'm usually, to be functioning and, like, well proper throughout the day, yeah. I have to have, I can do 7.
Okay.
I can work off of 7.
Roger?
I think for most of my adult life, maybe 4 or 5 hours.
Oh, wow.
Yikes.
I know.
I'm probably closer to 6, although I think the combined nap I have before the show and when I sleep in the morning on Sundays, I probably get a little bit more. But they say adults 7 to 9, teenagers 14 to 17 years, 8 to 10 hours, school-age children 6 to 13, which I have one of those, 9 to 11.
Wow.
And she's a late-night girl, and so I know she's probably not doing a full 11. Preschoolers, 3 to 5, 10 to 13. That's probably true because there's a nap in there somewhere. I'm sorry, 10 to 13 hours. Toddlers, 1 to 2 years, 11 to 14. Infants, 12 to 15. Newborns, 14 to 17 hours. That's a day right there.
Now, if you were to ask new parents of...
Yeah, they're getting 3 hours of sleep.
Yeah, right. What is this 10 to 15 hours you're talking about?
Yeah,
double digits.
It's
forget
brutal.
About it.
It's brutal.
Yeah.
Well, here's some key facts about daylight savings time. Benjamin Franklin was credited for first proposing daylight saving time. However, it would not be used in the United States for more than a century. It first got widespread in World War I in 1916. Germany put itself on daylight saving time to save energy for the war effort. Britain followed, though United States followed in 1918. After World War I, based on complaints from farmers who hated the time change, Congress repealed, it was repealed actually, right around the time that Prohibition went into effect. So they repealed but Prohibition came about. They repealed it. Daylight savings time was reintroduced during World War II to save energy. And you got to think about this too. it might be a light issue, Roger, with daylight savings. You're saving light, mm-hmm. but as we got older as America, and all of a sudden we had air conditioning, and it was hot during the day. Now our air conditioning stays on longer.
Right.
So that's the issue that everybody always talks about: is the fact that is it really saving any energy at all these days? And they decided to do it at 2 a.m. because most people were home at this time and public transportation wasn't really running. So shifting our clocks became a regular thing, but there's been a lot of controversy over this. So most recently, a study published by the Journal of Economic Behavior and Organization seemed to corroborate what a number of cities have already discovered, and that increasing energy consumption on a whole might be the result. And again, that's because of air conditioning in the summer. It's not so much about light anymore. Other studies have suggested links between daylight saving time and a variety of disturbing social outcomes, including increases in heart attacks. I saw this even on WGN TV news tonight, and upticks in criminal behavior, which is interesting. The times and places that daylight saving time take place. There's still some states that don't participate. Mm-hmm. They refuse to.
Most of Arizona.
Yeah, most of Arizona does
except
not.
For, I believe, one of the Indian.
Navajo Indian Reservation, right? Hawaii, Puerto Rico, mm-hmm. the Virgin Islands, American Samoa, Guam, and the Northern Mariana's Island won't mm-hmm. change their clocks at all this weekend. I remember as a teenager trying to put one past my dad about daylight saving time because I came home what I thought was on time.
Ooh.
You know, because I stayed out till 2 a.m., but I think it was the time of year that you gained an hour and you fell backwards, and I was, or no, you were supposed to spring forward, so I was 2 hours late getting home.
Oops.
Yeah, whoops.
Honest mistake.
Complete
What's
idiot.
Wrong with that?
Complete yeah. idiot.
Well, I always loved it when I was in high school.
Yeah.
When we would fall back in the fall, because it always seemed to happen on the weekend of the big student play, and the cast party was always that night. So you got to stay out for an extra hour at the cast party.
Wow.
That was like, I don't know who fixed that up, but that was really cool.
Yeah, that sounds cool.
Yeah,
that
the falling, cool. the springing forward, before I left last night, it's like, who's going to turn the clocks ahead?
I actually went to my folks and changed all their clocks back, too, because I have 4 floors of clocks to change. So we did all that, although some of them are automatic now. But, yeah, I did all that before. And then my wife says to me, because she was going to run out, she goes, oh, my God, it's 9 o'clock already. I'm like, nope, I changed the clocks. Forgot to tell everybody.
Yeah, a trickster.
But, I'm a trickster. So on our show today, we are going to celebrate a little St. Patrick's Day. As I said, Brendan and Siobhan McKinney from Chicago's Chief O'Neill's will be here. Talk about the legend of Irish police captain Chief O'Neill, who really created the Irish songbook, not only in America, but for Ireland as well. It's a really interesting story. We'll talk about that and a great fundraiser they've got coming up besides their normal St. Patrick's Day fair for the Mercy Home for Boys and Girls. We mentioned our wives, Roger, being all Irish there. There's 125 million people in America are celebrating St. Patrick's Day this weekend and throughout the week. According to the National Retail Federation, $35.37 per person, down from last year, $36.52, will be spent on food and beverages and so forth. 56% of the people will spend it on food and beverages. 28% will buy apparel and accessories. 23% will purchase decorations. Let's see here. The biggest spenders, of course, will be between the ages of 25 and 34, which I would think so.
Figure that.
Those young punks out there.
Yeah.
Celebrating. Young hippies.
Got to stimulate the economy somehow.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. Total, but listen to this. Total is spent on the economy, though, for St. Patrick's Day. It doesn't ever come even close to Easter or Christmas or whatever.
No way.
But $4.4 billion.
Spent. Not too shabby.
Mm-mm.
I would imagine most of that probably in the larger markets.
Yeah, I would think so. I would think so.
I doubt that the Walgreens probably in Galesburg would necessarily be doing big business in that hat beard combination that I had.
Because they drink all the time out there.
Well, yeah.
I don't know. St. Patrick's Day parade today was today. The north side and the south side is later today. Mm-hmm. First recorded St. Patrick's Day parade took place. Where would you think?
I'm going to say New York.
Mm-mm, it was Boston.
Boston, okay.
March 18th, 1737. Then it was followed by the New York parade, which took place in 1762. Ireland took over a century to jump on the parade float and the rest of the world, and Dublin had it in 1931. That was actually over a... Yeah, that was the only one had the first St. Patrick's Day parade.
Well, I think that St. Patrick's Day had traditionally has a different meaning in Ireland, much different than we have here.
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah. Shortest St. Patrick's Day, 98 feet.
What?
The first ever 13th annual world's shortest St. Patrick's Day parade is in Hot Springs, Arkansas. The entire parade procession measures less than 33 yards, runs along Bridge Street. Grand Marshals in the past have included Jim Belushi, Bo Derek, George Wendt, Mario Lopez, Mike Rowe, and the Mountain Man from Duck Dynasty. It usually attracts about, we attract about, I think, 500,000 people. They attract about 30,000 people.
Wow.
To watch.
For a real short.
33 yards.
Oh, my God.
That's parade.
Like, let's see, you've got the security car. Then you've got the star in another car, and then you've got the sanitary district cleaning up in the third car.
Okay. It's just going about 90 miles an hour to get through. Chicago first parade, 1843. Let's see here. And this, again, later today, the South Side. South Side parade just got about 150,000, so it's not shabby by any means. Let's see here. St. Patrick's Day, we all wear green, but shouldn't it be blue? The original color associated with St. Patrick was blue. But because the saint preached about the Holy Trinity through the symbol of the shamrock, they took on the green color.
Mm.
But St. Patrick was dressed in blue. Little
interesting.
Hit for you. How many pounds of dye poured into the Chicago River?
Oh, gosh. I should know this because I was watching the reports. How many pounds?
Mm-hmm.
I'll say 13.
100. 100 pounds.
Wow.
In 1960.
I wasn't too far off.
You
weren't.
Not
even in the ballpark.
You were in a range, Roger. You were in a range. 100 pounds of green dye was poured into the Chicago River in 1961 by Chicago's journeyman plumbers local union, Stephen Bailey. He received permission to turn the Chicago River green for St. Patrick's Day. I'm sorry. You know what, Roger? Mm. Totally wrong. It was 100 pounds the first year. They now use 25, so you were much closer.
I'm getting there.
You were much closer. Right. You were much closer. I'd like them to dye it like maybe a blue for the rest of the year, though.
For Chicago to make
River.
It look like the ocean
yeah,
or something?
Maybe. Yeah, I think I'd like that. I think I'd enjoy that.
Take out your glass-bottom boat.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. George Washington ordered that St. Patrick be the response to the password Boston on Evacuation Day. On Evacuation Day, March 17, 1776, the general orders issued by Washington were that, wishing to pass through the Continental Army lines, give the password Boston in reply to St. Patrick. So it was used as a code way back when. Final resting place of St. Patrick as the Down Cathedral in the town of Downpatrick. So there you have that. Let's see here. The global corporate relations director of Guinness says 5.5 million pints of Guinness are sold on any given day, but the figure rises to 13.5 million on St. Patrick's Day. And today, or St. Patrick's Day alone, will be about 250 million in beer sales.
Yeah. See, I thought it'd be way, way, way bigger.
Yeah.
Yeah.
250
definitely.
Million. Let's see. And we should make March 18th National Hangover Day, probably.
Well, let's see. Today's the 13th, so there's more parades today.
You probably tomorrow.
14. By the time it completely wears off?
Yeah.
Let's give it Tuesday.
Let's give it Tuesday. Days. We'll call it Hangover, National Hangover Days.
Because
I
you
like
can't
that.
Quit cold turkey, so you've got to have the post-holiday salute.
Exactly. Speaking of beer, by the way, we've got some Goose Island 4-star pills in here. Now, this stuff, and Bennett, you said you had some earlier today.
Yeah, I didn't have a full one, but I was just gracious and lucky enough to have a sip of it. But it was good. It's not like your everyday average Goose Island beer that you would think.
No,
but it's something nice and refreshing that's completely different. That
I'm going to say refreshing is a great word. It was the blue line that they introduced last year that they reintroduced this year as this Goose Island 4-star pills, and so it's 4 stars based on the city of Chicago, the 4 stars of the city. And light body, crisp hop aroma, clean, refreshing finish, bright, refreshing carbonation. Pays homage to the hometown of Chicago by donning the four stars of the Chicago flag. And that was representing what? Four stars, gentlemen. What did it represent?
Oh, gosh. Columbian Exposition.
Correct.
The other World's Fair.
Which, Century of Progress.
World's Century Fair. Of Progress, yeah. World's Fair. Chicago Fire.
Yep.
I always forgot what the fourth one was.
Fort Dearborn.
Fort Dearborn.
Right down the street.
Oh, I was so
right
close.
Down the street. Right down the street. And the packaging on this bottle, and you know, I'm a beer connoisseur myself. A beer and whiskey, I can do it either, but the packaging on this not only looks very patriotic, like it's a good beer to have for all the Memorial Days, July 4th and stuff on hand, but it's a really cool, like contemporary, like it's not your typical label, yeah. And I love what they do with their labels on everything.
Yeah,
the Bourbon County Spell.
They really bumped it up.
Yeah, they absolutely have.